up here in Gunnedah as part of New South Wales Rugby and putting something in regards to our referees. It's fantastic to see a big group of Central North refs coming up, and that's a big thing we need to do. We not only need better coaches, but we also need better referees. It's great to have numbers, but quality of refs at improvement is a really important thing for New South Wales Rugby.
Yes, we're working towards doing that. Today, or one of the sessions today, was particularly aimed at improving referees and getting the referee like their city representative and Super Rugby referee. So a lot of the things we talked about today are things that you can see when you watch a Super Rugby game, you can see referees doing, and we're trying to get our referees to do that now.
The big thing I took out of it is the fact that the players need to start getting their act together and learning the laws and not relying on the referee to coach them or baby them along, because it's one of those things about playing the game. It's not only playing, but it's the disciplines and the thing of playing the game is knowing the laws and respecting the laws. And
yeah, I agree. And that's a coach function, teaching players the laws of the game. I think that if we as referees stop being managers and start being facilitators, I think we'll get better outcomes in that the players will stop waiting for us to tell them to do things and start doing things through their own, you know, thought processes, and that's really what we need.
It's been one of those incredible things in the game in the last 20 years. The game has sped up so much. The quick line out throw, you've got the 5 seconds at the breakdown as well to get rid of the ball. It's one of those things where the great challenge for the game is not only for the players and the coaches, but the referees to make that adjustment, not only at the top end where you have to be extremely fit, but also be able to referee the game that is sort of half manageable, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I agree. The game has sped up over the last, I've been refereeing for 30 years, and it's a much quicker game and a much different game to the game that I started refereeing. And, you know, when we consider what we're trying to get is quick ball and lots of movement and something that people will enjoy playing and something that people will enjoy watching, it's making the job of the referee a lot harder.
Of course, you're doing a little bit of refereeing on the coast now that you're not part of New South Wales Rugby full-time. Tell us a little bit about rugby on the coast.
Well, on the mid-north coast, it's really in two halves. You've got lower mid-north coast, which are one-team clubs and probably at a lower standard. Enjoyable rugby and players, you know, are enjoying themselves and having a good time, but the skill levels are not that high. And then in the upper mid-north coast, you've got much bigger clubs and much better competitions, a bigger gene pool, yeah. And it's just a better competition in the northern end of the zone.
Well, it's only been the Hastings Valley Vikings have dominated that comp, and their mates at Pirates will be a bit sore over the road for not being winning the comps, but it's great to see the likes of Kepsi come through and have a really good run in the grand final, and also the Grafton Redmen coming down from the far north coast. The thing we like to sort of build on about is referee abuse. We see it in all the other sports, and it makes rugby unique to any other sport. Referees getting bashed out on the field, all that sort of stuff. Is it something you're very, very wary of? Is it coming into the game? And is it something, you know, as a game, we've really got to, you know, be really harsh on that, because the refs are sacrosanct. Okay, refs are going to make mistakes like players do, but, you know, we've got to cut out all the abuse.
Our game is relatively unique in that we do have a much better relationship between players and referees than other sports. And other sports look at us longingly because of the different relationships that we have on the field. But we do also have a strategy called Respect Rugby, which is a process that we use to deal with abuse of referees and abuse of anybody, in fact. It doesn't have to be a referee. And I think that also sets us apart from other games. It's a really good process. It's something that started in New South Wales and has been selected or is being used by the ARU as well. It's a good program and it works, and I think it complements the fact that we do have these good relationships with referees. In terms of you know, violence, it's a very, very rare event that a referee is physically abused. It's not so rare that they're verbally abused, but in relation to other games, we're in a much better place.
Well, let us tap that garbage of slagging off refs, and big believe anybody who wants to slag off a ref, they can have a red card, and if they want to come back and play and go and referee, because then they'll know what it's like. But if you want to become a referee, that's easy to do. Just go through the website, nswrugby.com.au, click onto the refs link on top of the page. Also, you can check out the laws at worldrugby.org/laws, and you can get into the best seat in the house, isn't it, being a referee?
Sure is. I've seen more as a referee than I ever saw in a stand.
Thanks for your time, Ron. It's fantastic to see you've been here putting something back into the game as far as improving our referees. And we look forward to you continuing on, man.
Thank you very much.